This is Lauren Lapkus. I'm about to visit some psychics. I'm terrified. Let's go. We are heading over to Justine's place right now. I keep having a freaky moment because I shot a short film on the exact street that we're going to right now. I had never been on before, and I find that very creepy.
Last night, right?
Yeah, last night.
Yeah, which is very strange because you've never gone.
I've never gone there, and I have to go there now, and I find that weird, and I feel like she planned my shoot last night.
She could have.
She had a hand in all of this. It's all by design.
Are you feeling nervous otherwise? Like you said just now as we were walking, you were like, most people would be like nervous. Most people would, as a psychic, would be nervous they're going to be exposed, but you're like, I'm afraid I'm going
to
be exposed.
Yeah, I do feel like that. I feel like I'm not trying to prove them to be frauds or do anything like that. I fully believe in what's happening. I am terrified that they're going to be like, you're a fraud. Here's the truth about you that you didn't even realize or something crazy. I don't know, but it's too much right now. I don't feel nervous. I felt really nervous a couple days ago. Now I feel excited. I'm curious what it's going to be like. I feel a little bit of like spookiness, like I'm going to a haunted house or something.
Oh, I hope it looks like that. I love when people, like, even if it's fake, I want you to walk in and have it be dim and...
I think we're going to her home, so that should be interesting. And I have my list of questions here prepared to ask her. I feel kind of silly. I'm a little nervous to, like, say my questions out loud because I feel silly about my questions. Not like they're dumb questions, but just like, what am I doing?
Yeah, but it's... I mean, I don't know how any of them can't feel dumb when someone's essentially just like, "What do you want to know what happens?"
Right.
Because, I mean, of course, like, the things are... Are you going to ask about tomorrow?
No, maybe I should.
Just be like, what happens to me tomorrow?
That's probably, like, a thing they don't like.
I'm sure.
That probably feels like a cheat.
Have that be your last one so you don't get on her bad side.
Yeah, after I've, like, made friends with her, I'll be like, so what am I going to wear tomorrow?
Do you feel like... I mean, you're not as much of a people pleaser as I am, but whenever I've gone to this kind of thing, I feel very much like I have to make them feel very good about what they're doing.
I don't feel like I'm going to be like that.
Yeah, you're not like me.
That's a very nice trait.
No, it's not.
I'm trying to
doormat.
Please you right now, to be honest, but I'm just kidding.
You don't have to do that. I'm the pleaser here. You need to do nothing.
Thank you. This pleases me. I feel like I don't feel like I'm going to be trying to, like, appease her in any way. But I also don't feel like I'm going to be trying to poke holes in anything she's saying. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
yeah,
I'm very open-minded that she might be vague about something and that will make sense to me later, or all those types of things that people typically say about psychics. Like, I'm open to whatever's going to happen.
Yeah. But I do think it's good that if she says something you're confused about, you're not so much of a, like, people-pleaser that you can say, well, what do you mean by that? Or that doesn't ring true for me necessarily, or whatever, you know?
Yeah, I feel ready to say stuff like that.
I'm glad that you're ready to stand up to your psychic. If she mentions spirit, because I think she talked about spirit in her.
Yeah.
That spirit is like a guide and this and that. Like, ask her if there's specific spirit there. Like, people that you know or other people might
that
know.
That is something I kind of wanted to ask about because I asked, one of my questions on here is, can you sense any guardian angels around me? And that harkens back to the story that I told before about my mom and what my dad mentioned about me almost dying with my great grandmother coming to watch over me. Because I've always believed that to be true, and I'd be curious if she were to mention that.
Well, I was interested that she said, like, in her mind, this isn't so much, like, a gift she has as it's a more developed part of her brain, like, which is what you're saying, but it's, like, she was trained from a child by her father, essentially, who was psychic.
That's so interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that, too, because I feel like I can, that's something to, like, latch onto a little more than just, I don't know, having it out of thin air. Like, working the muscle is something I can believe in. And I think her website said that she's like, it's not as if I walk around my daily life just using this all the time.
She said she turns it off.
Yeah.
Which
But for me, I'd be like, I'd leave it on.
Although I remember when my friend became a psychologist, I was like, oh God, now she's going to be analyzing me all the time. And she said the same thing, which was like, you do it all day as your job. The last thing I want to do is, like, be analyzing you when we hang out.
But it seems really hard to not, if you just know stuff like that. It'd be hard for me to go, like, oh, you're... It'd be hard for me to stop myself from just, like, knowing the stuff that I would want to say, like...
Except, like, think about when you and I hang out. You're not, like, doing an improv show and telling jokes the whole time.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, all right. Never mind. I don't understand how they do it.
No, you're right.
Oh my God, are we here? I'm gonna kill myself right now. This is insane.
I'm freaking out. I feel nervous. I'm just kind of like, is it happening? Like, I just want it to be 5 o'clock. I just want to go in.
Yeah. Well, once you start talking, you'll be fine. Are you worried she can read your mind, though?
I feel like she can hear me now and that everything's happening. Like, I don't know. I feel very weird. I feel weird.
There might even be microphones out here.
Shut up.
Well, you never know.
Well, also, like, I noticed what made me a little nervous was that her apartment, there's 4 units here, and then A says a person's name, C, D, both say a person's name, but the one that she is just says by appointment only. It's very, like, intense looking.
Oh my God, you have 1 minute.
Oh, hi!
How are you?
Okay, so how this works is I'm going to have you just say your first and last name, and then I'll take a look at whatever I see going on, and then you'll get to ask all your specific questions, and then we'll do the healing part.
Great.
Let me just be sure the volume is up on this guy. And are you comfortable holding that?
Yes, I feel fine.
Okay. So, okay, go ahead. Say your first and last name for me.
Lauren Lapkus.
Okay, great. So I'm going to take a moment and tune in here. Okay. Wow. So as I go to look at you, your guides and teachers are coming in here, and I don't know if you believe in past lives. When I look at you, you definitely have been around before. And so when I look at you, the first thing, I actually see this connection to Jesus, and not to freak you out, and not Jesus as you would know him through religion, but he is an ascended master, right? And so we're really here trying to break the cycle of coming back over and over again. There's only so many hundreds and hundreds of past lives we can have before we want to master life and death and take all of our information with us onto what's next, right? And so I see him in your space as a guide, as a teacher, and he has a lot to do. First of all, all colors and numbers have a vibration, and he vibrates, red is really his color. And he's really a lot about actually manifesting in the physical. So I just see that you have had lifetimes around him before. And it's not this like, oh my God, Jesus, you're my savior kind of energy. It's really like, it's a very like similar thinking, and really him, like when I see him in your space, it's such a, like your attitude, your ability to communicate to him is really fun and really friendly. But for you, there is just so much that comes from you that is healing for other people. Like they're just being around you, hearing your voice, seeing you perform really is a healing to other people. And so you're kind of emoting and emitting this energy that has much more to do with words and is in this very organized way. But there's just this part of you that is, you know, you're just not like everyone else walking around out there. Like there's parts of you that are very awake. I don't know, you probably don't know, or maybe you've heard this. We have more than our physical body. We actually have 7 vehicles of consciousness. Mm-hmm. So you are someone who is doing more than one thing at one time. And you are in more than one place at one time. And I'm not saying that as in like, oh, you're operating in all these different dimensions or any kind of crap like that. It's really where our goal is to really get all of our bodies aligned. But you really have this ability to be working on more than one thing and be in more than one place at one time. And I don't know if you dream a lot and remember your dreams, but I really see you astral traveling. Like there's so much that you do on the astral and visiting people and seeing places and healing people. And so I really, it's just the more you can become more aware of this relationship that you have with these masters, which were at one time living in the physical but have broken that cycle, that's what you're trying to do here. And they're just showing me energy of going as far back as Atlantis, that you were there in Atlantis, and past lives in Jerusalem. And you just have really been working at growing, which that's, if we're lucky enough to get past life information, it's not about, oh, you were Cleopatra. You know, we all want to hear we were kings and queens. It's really about being able to look at your personality and see if you have changed and grown and moved forward. And you definitely have. And it just, it's like I see it was very intuitive and very psychic yourself. Not that you would, you know, I wouldn't wish being a professional psychic, but you know, there's just this natural intuition that you have. And there's just such this incredible kind of arc that you're writing right now. And what's your age, if you don't mind me asking?
29.
Okay, great. So right now, and there was a lot of energy around 27, so I don't know what happened then. But I just see you kind of like on this arc from right now until 36, and not in any way that it's going to stop before that. But I mean, you're so, there's like this ability to be incredibly powerful. It's like right use of power is what you're working on. Like you could go run a studio the way your energy is.
Thank
you. I don't know if you've ever like felt that before, but I mean, it just is, there's so much you're going to do and so many places you're going to go that I don't know that you're even like aware of right now. And I do see where like performance is such a big part and like the biggest thing. It's like you're going to have opportunities, but it's really going to come down to like the choices that you make. But you're really, your intellect is very developed, you know, which is another way of saying like, and you're really smart. So there's a lot going on here and it is very cool. So hopefully that
was very cool. No, I loved that.
And then where do you want to start? You can ask anything you
want. Oh my gosh.
And it does not have to be deep and spiritual. It can be on anything in the world you want to know.
Well, it's interesting because you kind of answered some of the things that I had written down. I would like to ask if you have any insight as to when I should start trying to have kids or anything about that.
Ah, wow. Okay. So kids are really free will choice, right? Destiny is not set in stone. So it's not like someone has decided this is the age it should happen and here's how many you're going to have. I don't see this right now. I really get like 32. It's not tomorrow. So that's what I'm getting is 32.
I like that.
Okay,
good. That's interesting.
There is a male spirit around you that really would like a body. But here's the thing, like sometimes they'll show themselves as you knew them in a past life or, but there's a pretty strong male spirit around you here.
Someone who's like a guardian angel type or is that?
No, like this is an agreement, like someone that you have past life karma with that wants a body from you who's, you know, because.
Oh, really, like to be a, to yeah, be the soul. Oh, that's amazing. Wow, I love
because
that.
Because we want to be, the more conscious you are, like, because look, there are a lot of spirits that want bodies. And there aren't as many bodies available as spirits that want to get here. And so it takes a lot to get here. But, you know, there's a huge difference between when you see some miserable, screaming, crying baby or babies that still want to be here, right? Like, you want to create a relationship and be consciously involved as much as possible in this process, which and you would naturally already do with how you are.
Is there anybody in my past that you feel I should make peace with? That's something I've been wondering.
Well, it's a great question, but it's just like a big blanket. So I don't look at your life like in see everything going on. So,
hey guys, it's Lauren. I just wanted to tell you we're about to bleep the name of a person just to protect their identity.
If there's someone you would like to ask about, and you don't actually, you can just say their initials if you're, because you're recording this, don't want to say their full name.
Yeah.
Okay. So what specifically would you like to ask about what happened or about this person or?
If he feels remorse.
No. And this is really something that you have to heal on your own within you, because this looks like a pattern for this person. There's Kleenex right on the other side. So this person is in a pattern that probably happened like 8 times in his life. And so he can't, like the energy controlling him in his life, just it's pretty hard on him and kind of keeps him in this circle. So he'll beat himself up, but then talk himself out of it. And, you know, I just don't think he can feel it now. So has he gotten in trouble before?
I don't know.
Cause he's walking around feeling like he's in jail when I look at him. And so I think that okay, for like a glimmer, he might have remorse or think, you know, it makes him feel bad about himself, but then it snowballs into, it's not real balanced thinking in what's happening here. And so I don't see him as somebody that would reach out and try to fix it. He's very alone here. And gosh, I just hope he doesn't end up doing something where he would end up in jail, because he's walking around in the energy of feeling like he's in jail. And you know, it's so, that kind of draws, you know, if that's what he's feeling inside, like it's possible then that he could create that. But, you know, it would be so great if we could just let go and forgive, you know, people say to do that, but no one teaches us how. And then we'd actually be able to just flip the switch in our mind, when true forgiveness and true letting go is when you clean it up so inside of you that, sure, the event happened, but there's no attachment, there's no buttons that can be pushed mm-hmm. on it anymore. So we'll work on this in the healing.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, I feel like a lot of my questions are kind of vague, so I'm trying That's to see okay. how I can make
you
them.
Ask and I'll push okay. you to make them okay. more specific.
Well, okay, how could I improve my quality of life as it is now?
Mm. Yeah, that's a vague question.
Yeah, I know, but it didn't feel vague when I was writing
right.
it.
Right, so that's that same thing about, like, how do I make my work better?
Yeah.
Like, the whole thing has everything to do with your relationship with yourself. So as you focus on healing you and being able to truly heal these patterns and all of this, that's naturally what makes everything better in mm-hmm. the physical. So for you, I do think it is making a more conscious realization of this relationship and opportunity you have to work with Jesus as an ascended master in your space. And, you know, not everyone is walking around with that connection, and focusing on the spiritual. And, you know, there is this kind of journey that I see you on, that even though you have all these people in your life and then people that are listening to you and watching to you, it's really about you and your relationship with yourself. I see you spending like time by yourself, and you know, you might end up taking a trip by yourself that is to, you know, maybe it is to Israel or somewhere that seems spiritual to you. I don't, and it's, there's a lot of peace in that for you.
Hey, it's Lauren. We're bleeping another name. It's a different person. Don't get confused. Bye.
I wanted to ask about.
Okay.
Her name's
okay.
I've recently had trouble having like compassion.
Okay.
And I was just wondering if you could help me
toward her.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the question in that, right?
That's if she even likes me.
No. She's jealous of you. She's jealous of you. And she doesn't want to do the work.
Yeah.
So you've done your work, you know, and you're having the reward of putting energy into something and having that energy come back. She kind of has an attitude here of like feeling something's due to her. And this is really a misperception, because she seems selfish in her energy as well. So, you know, I could see where you, I'm going to say it's not really not having compassion. It's like, what the fuck? You know, it's like.
Compassion is a word that was given to me, that I should have right, compassion.
It's not the right word.
And I've yes, thank you.
It's not the right word.
Because I felt like.
At this point, it's protection. It's protecting yourself, because there's not so nice energy coming from her to you. Mm-hmm. It's like she's spraying energetic bullets at you, trying to create problems or issues for you so that you, this is the energy of jealousy. So you have to more protect yourself. You don't have to have compassion. You know, people that say, oh, everything happens for a reason. That's a bunch of crap. Like, people don't pay attention. Accidents happen. People will absolutely mess with you energetically. And this is not a nice person. And she is envious of you on many reasons. And your job is to protect yourself so that you don't have a weakness where her energy can get to you and affect you.
Wow.
Let's do the healing part.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to have you put both your feet on the floor. And what's going to happen is that our mind is really tricky. So as we go to do this healing, it might tell you that you're doing it wrong or that it's not really working or your mind might wander off. And all of that's totally normal. We'll go around all of that. And we're going to take a scale from 0 to 10. And we're going to start at 10. But the whole goal is to get to 0. All right? So all you have to do, just close your eyes and put your head down like you're looking at your lap and take a breath and connect with your body. And you just might want to put your arms down because that way we can really get to all everything. And that blocks off if you've got your arms crossed. And so all you have to do is follow along. I'll be working on you spiritually and you'll follow along in the physical.
For the sake of time, I'll pop in and tell you that Justine is leading me on a sort of guided meditation here. She is sitting on the opposite end of the couch, and I'm sitting with my eyes closed, facing forward, and she's describing things, and I'm imagining them, and kind of speaking back out loud about what I'm seeing and feeling. This was really emotional for me, and really cool at the same time.
So go ahead and open your eyes and just know it's really normal to feel a little dizzy or tired or out of it. And all of that is your physical body matching the energy released on a spiritual level. And it's, you know, you're going to want to be really nice to yourself for the rest of the day because this energy is going to continue to come up and release. And you might have a little detox where you feel weird and emotional, or you have a weird memory, or, you know, it's really different for everyone. I just get sleep is going to be awesome for you.
Oh, yeah.
And that you probably will find that you're going to have a really deep sleep tonight. And feel around and see if that brought up a question that you thought of that you haven't asked about.
I just want to tell you, I'm like, I'm buzzing and my feet were lifted off the ground, but I didn't notice that until the end.
Wow.
And then I was like pushing them down. That was crazy. Feel my whole body is tingling.
That was awesome.
I feel crazy. That was amazing. And like, no exaggeration, I was tingling the whole time. And just my feet were lifting onto my toes, like, higher and higher. Wow. And I feel like they feel weird.
We're doing such a great job, you know, not resisting letting go of all that.
So that was so cool.
Yay.
Wow. Well, I don't know if I have a question really. I'm just more like, holy shit.
Great.
I'm literally buzzing. I'm like, my whole body is fucking buzzing. That was crazy. I don't know where to start, and I feel she just told me like a bunch of shit. First of all, she was right about a lot of stuff. There was nothing she said that didn't ring true to me, and it wasn't vague. It was like very specific. Like if I would have to name a person in my life, and then she told me like their traits and stuff, and like what they're like, and if I had a problem with them, like if I brought someone up because I had a problem with them, she nailed the problem.
Wow.
And I mean, crazy shit. And there was stuff so my questions, first of all, blew ass. Like, my questions were, like, all so vague. And, like, she was, like, make it more specific. And then I didn't know how to make them specific. So, like, by talking to her, I would, like, find a way to make what I was really trying to get at when I wrote the question.
Yeah.
And I didn't even really know. But it was, like, okay, so that question was very vague. Like, I had a career question. But then I made it really specific about something that happened today at work. And I was, like, that's actually what's on my mind, is that this person said this to me. What do I do to do this, or how do I achieve what they said, or why did they say that? And that she was like really, you know, it was just really interesting. I mean, I asked her like about a person in my life who I'm having a hard time with right now. And she said, like, I was saying that I was having a hard time showing compassion to this person. And she was like, you don't need to show compassion to this person. Then she named everything about them that all of these things about them, like traits, like or think emotions they have towards me that were like, they're jealous of you, they're very selfish, all these things. And I knew that someone told me they said that, but I didn't tell her that. And I also am having a hard time knowing if that was really what it was that was the thing between us or whatever.
Yeah.
And so she was like, no, that person is this, that, and that, and that you don't need to show compassion to them. You need to protect yourself. Then I brought up my grandma, and she was like, she was tough. And I mean, that's the one thing that people say to describe my grandma, was that she was so tough.
And I mean, it was just a really interesting word. Like, there were multiple things that she would say. Like, the word choice she would use was exactly the word that I would associate with that person. Not even just, like, it could be anyone. It's like, no, that's that person. Oh, and then one of the first things she told me when she asked me to, first I had to say my name, and then she, like, told me all about who I am and all this shit, and it was, like, crazy. And she was like, you operate on so many levels, and you have, like, everybody has seven parts. I'm going to fuck this up, but everybody has, like, seven parts in themselves that are, like, different spirits or whatever, and the goal is to be one. Uh-huh. And she's like, you have many of them. You know, I'm on a higher plane or something. And I thought that was really cool.
Yeah, you love
and
that.
She was like, yeah. And she's like, I'm not kissing your ass. And I was like, keep doing it. And then like she was like, you're like on this higher plane. She's like, and you know, you are able to do multiple things at once and be thinking about many things at once. And I do feel that. I feel like I have so many things happening in my brain at one time. I thought that was really cool to say that right off the bat.
Yeah.
Because that was before I even like said anything. Then at the end, she led me on a healing thing where it was like, I just closed my eyes and had my, she said like, oh, you won't want to put this on there because it's not interesting. But I actually thought it was really interesting. I had my hands here and my feet on the ground and facing forward and not looking at her and my head down, my eyes closed. And she just led me on this thing and I was crying. I was tingling all over. Then my feet like were lifting off the ground to my toes. And then I didn't notice that till the end and I had to like push them down. It was like crazy. I felt so much energy.
Did she give you future stuff? Like, were there questions that you asked about the future?
She said I could run a studio if I wanted to.
You loved everything she said.
But I would never think that, though. I like thinking of stuff like that, but she was like, you have the power to do all this stuff that you want to do.
That's amazing. Because when we walked in, you were obviously, like, had been crying. And, like, well, do you have, like, an overall feeling like, oh, my God, I came away knowing this, or an overall, like, takeaway or feeling? Or was it really just sort of, like, well, what would you...
It felt good. I feel like I have a sense of direction that I can't necessarily explain, but I feel, like, powerful from it.
Wow.
I feel, like, really good. Like, I feel, like, amped.
You are so afraid to go in. Like, do you feel still afraid to go to the other ones now, or...
Well, for a different reason. Two things. First of all, I told her how I was really afraid and how I was nervous. And then by the time I got here today, I was excited, but then a little nervous. And she was like, it's because you're going to be... What she was doing was so much, like, self-healing. And she was like, you're going to be getting rid of all the bad stuff, and it doesn't want to go. So your fear is the stuff that blocks you, that doesn't want you to get rid of it. And I was like, well, that made sense to me. And then I really kind of got that by the end of the whole hour. But then my fear now, one of the things she kept saying was to be really careful with who I go to for this project, because they're first of all, 90% of them are bullshit, she said. And secondly, that sometimes can leave you with a bad energy, especially if you're very sensitive to energies or whatever. And then I was like, well, I have to, first of all, I'm going. Secondly, I feel like because they're doing totally different types of readings, that might be beneficial to me. They're not doing the same type of thing she's doing. It's a, you know, different sort of thing. So I am hopeful that it'll just be a totally different experience.
Yeah.
Oh, I did ask a question about you, but she said she would need to really do it with you to really feel anything. And she said you had a really open heart and that was what you were working on right now.
Good God. Look at my little necklace. It's partially open because of my hat, so I see my heart.
It's a heart that's folded in half. That is amazing.
Okay, I forgot that you can't see.
Yeah. I mean, okay, was that cool?
That was pretty cool.
That was cool.
That has been something I've been working on for,
you know,
I mean,
for a while.
I know, but I didn't tell her anything. Yeah, no, I know. And you can't.
But
find
she said
that
you
out.
Have a really open heart.
That's good.
So you're working on it, but it's coming true.
Yeah, and it can be open in ways that don't involve penises.
Well, of course. That's going to be the whole thing. That's all I put out.
The whole podcast.